and the wire on this, and say, please join me in the honors being paid on the retirement of Leonard Romer for his distinguished community contribution to the mental health, to mental health and to the family. His work has contributed in a major way to making the Westchester Jewish Community Services, and for and use the initials. A premier contract agency in terms of social services for Westchester County, and a major influence in rendering such services under Jewish auspices in the county and in the USA. We owe him a deep debt of gratitude in New York for his 24 years of dedicated service to this wonderful voluntary agency. Please express my best wishes to him and to his family, and my regards to all friends. Right to this Samuel Johnson, and thank him for his very generous invitation to attend the conference at Wingspread. But it's simply impossible for me to do so due to the need for working out my transition from 34 years of government service, which I just ended early this year. I shall await word of the conference, however, with the deepest interest, and assure you of my profound concern, which will continue with its subject matter. This a cable for the wedding has to go out right away because the wedding is the 27th of March. Find out from cable company what is the cable address of Bruno Pagliai in Mexico, and the company is called TAMSA, T-A-M-S-A, and you'll find it in my book in the way of the phone number, so. And say congratulations and all happiness, Ricardo and Priscilla, and toasts for a great wedding and a lifetime of joy. Signed, Jack. Write to Mrs. Parker and say thank you very much for your very gracious and warm letter of February 9th. And please forgive my inability to answer sooner, but I have been very taken up here with the transition period from my government service of 34 years. I have the warmest memories of the Broadway Temple, whose congregants and pastor were highly responsive to my cause and to my political career on Washington Heights. I would have every pleasure in attending your dinner, but it really is simply impossible, considering the calendar which faces me now, and I hope you will forgive me. Please congratulate the Reverend Parker on assuming this post, and be assured that that I will in every way be anxious to help where I can possibly do so. The community is highly cosmopolitan. Who would know it better than I? And a wonderful one in which to work your, quote, miracles, unquote. To Tom Dine, and say, dear Tom, thank you very much for your wonderfully warm letter of February 14th. It was a joy to have you with me. You were extremely helpful, and it is deeply gratifying to have earned your kind and gracious words, period. I don't know how I could have gotten through the campaign and the last year without you. Please remember me most kindly to your wife and to Father Hesburgh, and say thank you for your letter of February 19th respecting the Commission on Immigration and Refugee Policy. It is a most important subject, which I considered of high priority during my incumbency in the House and Senate. I also received at the same time as your invitation a very nice letter from Sam Johnson respecting the facilities which the Johnson people were going to make it available at your conference, period. My problem is the enormous amount of work here for me as I move from 34 years of public service to private life. I hope that you will forgive me, therefore, for not being able to undertake this responsibility at this time. I must say that your list of invitees is awe-inspiring, as I would fully expect from anything that you do. Very best wishes, and I'm hoping very much to see you soon again. Believe it's to Albert Parker, and say, dear Albert, thank you for your letter. I already delivered the three of the four. I already lectured at three of the four classes which I am to conduct in this semester, and it is fully warranted, everything that you say about it. I do hope to see you soon, too, and that all goes well. To this Lisa Taylor, and say, my favorite city is, of course, New York, where there is a adventure around every corner. And the excitement of living is itself a way of life. Probably the most stimulating intellectual, cultural, and business climate of any settled place in the history of places. And to Jack Bingham, and say, dear Jack, thank you for your letter of March 9 and for your good wishes about the Root Lecture. Period. Be sure I have very clearly in mind the role of the House in respect of the War Powers Resolution. Paragraph. With best wishes, with warm regards to you and his wife's first name, on this New York State Industries for the Handicapped, write this poem. Say thank you for your letter of March 9. I do not think it would be feasible for me to consider a place on the board of directors due to the enormous range of activities in which I'm already engaged. I would be willing to consider the honorary board membership and just what this would entail and who else is an honorary board member. I'm sure that you are carrying on in a most creditable way this a very important work, and I will help in every way which is open to me, considering the range of my responsibilities. To Goodrich Scheer, and say thank you for your warm and generous letter and for the pretty beautiful gift which you and Helen have provided for me. One of the happiest aspects of my long public service is the affection and appreciation of those who have worked with me and as a congressman and a senator. As a group, our whole staff are entitled to an enormous share of the credit for all that we accomplish. All the best to you, and be sure always I am your friend. And write the same to Helen Lawler. The Great Neck Synagogue Sisterhood, the president, say please join me in the honors to Lila Javits. She is a great credit to the community and a woman of deep humanitarian feeling and understanding. More than anything is her willingness to help in a direct way with all those who need her help, and where she has any way in which she can give it effectively. You do very well indeed to honor Lila. Please convey also my personal regards and respects to your membership that evening. Write to Dorothy Gregg Scott and say, dear Dorothy, I have looked over your speech at the seminar on women in communication. It is a very fine presentation, and I like very much your great opportunities of the 80s. More power to you. And to Akio Morita, say, dear Mr. Morita, I have gone through the report of the Japan-U.S. Economic Cooperation Group with the greatest interest. In the first place, it is a most prestigious group. Secondly, it serves a highly critical purpose. We are beginning to learn more and more that these relationships are often more important than intergovernmental relations in determining economic policy and the prospects for peace and for justice in the world. You show your characteristic sense of the future in this activity, and I think